99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Brent Smith from Shinedown, hopefully coming up on the program at 4:30. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, yo.
Hola.
Ryan, you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm sober. I'm still driving home.
All right, Ryan. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to try one. Will it be snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
Well, I may have gotten a little bit in trouble with the cops, so I don't want to do that one again. So let's do fire breathing.
Okay.
All right.
You never punched a cop, though, right?
No, and I didn't punch him, but I didn't let him tackle me.
What, did you just dodge it?
I used his weight to put him on the ground and then backed away.
Okay.
Self-defense, that thing, but, you know, I still got nicked for it.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yep.
That is how that story ends. I like it. I didn't punch him.
Is that a felony?
No. And actually, the whole thing got dropped. I had a situation happen at T-Mobile Park. I was trying to leave, and they didn't want me to leave. They wanted me to go in, essentially. So,
okay. So why did they not want you to leave?
Okay, so the whole thing started. So I was vaping at the up in the 300 level, and then they told me, hey, you can't vape. And I'm like, oh, okay. I thought it was just cigarettes, my bad. So I put it away. And then fast forward to like the, I think it was like the bottom of the seventh or eighth inning, and somebody accused me of vaping again. And I was like, I told the security, I was like, I don't even have my vape on me. I handed it to the other person that was in my party. And I'm like, oh, we're sorry, we still have to kick you out. And I was like, no way. Like a good 10, 15 people in the section were trying to stand up for me, saying like, no, he's not vaping anymore. You got the wrong guy. And the cops came, and I was kind of belligerent a little bit. So they went to escort me out, and so I booked it for the exit instead of walking with them. And then they eventually caught up to me because I started walking when I was about 10, 15 yards from the exit. And they were like, hey, put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest. And I was like, no, I'm leaving. And I pointed towards the exit. And they said that about three times. I said the same thing about three times. And then they went to tackle me. And when he like reached down for me, like I grabbed the top of his head, pushed him down, used the momentum against him. And then I started running for the exit. And then I was blindsided by two more sheriffs.
Yeah, well, you know what, man? All of that makes sense. I can see how that unfolded. But two things. One, there's no such thing as being kind of belligerent. If you're using the word belligerent, kind of is out the window. And also, I feel like you almost want to look at security. And look, they're not wrong, but you're like, bro, this is the 300 section. This is the equivalent of District freaking 9.
You know what? They have cameras on everybody. They can roll back the footage on anybody during the entire time the game's going on and see if you are or not.
Sure.
Yeah, I used to work for security for the Sounders and the Seahawks. They really do have cameras on everybody.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's how we saw Ted shoving a hot dog in his mouth.
No, we saw that on TV.
I know, but
that was on national TV.
Which is even better, national.
So, before they brought back the XFL, right, wasn't there another spring league they tried?
AAF, yeah. Wasn't here in Seattle, but yeah.
Correct. So, my buddy was over. We're sitting on my couch. It's like March or April. There's not much going on. Yeah. So, we're like, let's watch the spring football game. And they're in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
And they cut to the crowd. And these two dudes are holding like a flag, like whatever Birmingham team is. And they're both just smoking cigs.
Wow.
Right. Like, no, every time they cut back, these guys are loving life.
So they were there multiple times still just smoking cigs.
So me and my buddy kind of got this idea, like, we should start going to these random spring football games and just keep escalating. Like, it starts with a cigarette, then it's a cigar, and then we just have a bong at the game.
Are they doing a keg stand? Yes, they are.
Well, there was just nobody in the stands. Right. I don't think they care. I mean, look, Maryland football, when they built that upper deck, they were so bad. Me and Bernie would go up to the top of that and just blatantly smoke cigars while we watched the game.
Why not?
I mean, a security guard never even bothered to come up there.
Yeah, it's not worth it. All right there, Ryan. Here is your question. What do antioxidants neutralize? Everyone tells you you need your antioxidants.
Yeah.
So now you got them. What are they doing? What do they neutralize?
They promote stomach health?
Any idea? I haven't done
antioxidants. Oh,
that's probiotics. Dang it.
Yeah,
probiotics. Antioxidants are good for not getting sick.
Free radicals. Now, do you know what free radicals are?
No.
So you don't want free radicals.
No.
That's why you want antioxidants. Free radicals, basically, they're unstable molecules, but they're eager to bond with other molecules, but that ends up messing with your cells. So it can break down your cell walls, et cetera, et cetera. That's why you want antioxidants. All right.
Yeah.
Your question. Let's stay in the medical world. Retinol is better known as vitamin what? Retinol.
Oh, God. I don't vitamin B?
You idiot. It's vitamin A, obviously.
Is it?
Retinol.
What fruit gives you vitamin A? You don't hear a lot about it. I feel like B and C and D get all the love.
They never say vitamin A. They say retinol, right? So I want to say like a lot of makeup commercials, they pop on and they're like, oh, this crap that you put on your skin, and it has retinol. And you're like, all right, cool. And it turns out that's also vitamin A.
Natural sources of vitamin A include animal products like liver, fish, eggs, and dairy, as well as pro-vitamin A.
Okay, I'm getting plenty of vitamin
Somebody
A.
Somebody on YouTube says I got kicked out of Costco for vaping.
You can't vape.
You can't vaping inside of Costco.
At least where I was, it was open air.
I mean, right, you're open air. Makes a little more sense.
Yeah, you're outside, like, I could fathom inside of Costco.
Well, the difference, people that vape feel like they can do it anywhere.
Yeah, they do.
And then they just do.
Or they're in such a habit of having it and hitting it, they don't even realize it.
I got in the light rail, man. I mean, it was, and look, the smell goes away in no time. I don't think he knew he was doing it. Because he wasn't really hiding it, and it didn't seem like an a-hole. It's just so, like you said, it's so habitual. He's just sitting, singing, blowing it. And finally, this old lady just kind of looked at him, and he's like, oh, God, my bad, sorry.
They also have vapes that don't put out any smoke at all.
Ooh.
Those are like the new things coming out.
I'm sure the cops will love that. All right, let's stick with the world of vitamins. Last one, I promise. Folate or folic acid is better known as vitamin B what?
Oh, God. The only B12? That's like the only one I know.
That's what my guess. Vitamin B9.
B9? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Never heard of it.
I want to say those vitamins B1, 2, 5, 9, and 12.
I think I do a 12.
I don't know why they skip over other numbers. Like, I don't understand that.
Question number four there, Ryan.
Question number four. What fast food chain offered a sandwich known as the Big Montana? They're not known for their burgers. And it's not Taco Bell or anything like that, but they're not specifically known for the burgers, but it is a fast food place.
Not known for their burgers, yet they have a Montana burger.
The Big Montana.
Big Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Any more known for sweet confections?
No.
No.
Okay.
Known for their meats.
Okay. That was my second choice.
Arby's?
Arby's.
Oh, you got it.
Yes,
nice
indeed.
Job. Very good.
Do you remember the Big Montana?
Yeah.
I don't. Was it a burger?
I think it was their first introduction into the burger world.
About how long ago was that?
Five, six years ago, maybe?
Oh, really?
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
I mean, Ted,
you're looking it up now, aren't you?
If Arby's makes it, it's going to be good.
I agree. I really enjoy Arby's. You got a thing on the Big Montana?
It doesn't look like it's a burger, dude.
What is it?
It was a popular 1990 sandwich featuring half a pound of roast beef on a sesame seed bun.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Big Montana.
That's why he didn't know the answer.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Christians calling today.
Christian, are you sober or not sober?
Sadly, I'm sober.
All right.
Oh, good Christian.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, Christian, men's room poll, you're going to try one. Snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
I'm dropping a cop.
Oh, damn. Man,
dropping him. He's not just punching him. He's dropping him.
Dropping him.
Bad Christian. Yeah. Bad Christian. All right. Here is your question. In what sport would a contestant perform the Fosbury flop?
Oh, I know this.
Really?
Yeah.
Fosbury flop?
Yeah, that's what it's called, man. Yeah. It's you're probably only going to watch it during the Olympics.
Yeah.
Summer.
Summer Olympics.
Oh. Is that what they called it?
Shot put.
It was the guy's last name, and he figured out how to be better at the high jump.
Yeah, it's for the high jump.
By flopping over it backwards.
Oh.
Oh, so the Fosbury flop is basically what we see them do, yes, every single one of them.
Correct. He came up with the idea.
Because they were just going foot first, weren't they, and actually trying to jump over it.
Yeah. They were diving.
Or they were trying to jump it over. Yeah. Yeah. They weren't hurdling it. I like that idea.
Just getting it.
All right, your question. What is the name of the cartilage tissue that prevents food from going down the wrong pipe most of the time?
Cartilage tissue from food going down the wrong pipe. What in the world? I don't know. Mucus?
Not mucus. I'll give you a hint. Some people who enjoy champagne will say the bubbles tickle this. It tickles the epiglottis.
Epiglottis. Who says that?
I just remember some English dude on a TV commercial talking about something he drank, and he said it tickles the epiglottis, and I know it. I thought it was hilarious as a kid.
Every year at our Oscar party, Ted, you're talking about how it's tickling your epiglottis.
You got to tickle your epiglottis. Right.
I forgot. Yeah.
All right.
Try to use that on Saturday.
What, epiglottis?
Yeah, it's tickling my epiglottis.
Yeah, that's what I got to say. Tickles the epiglottis. Say it with your hands in your pants and see if people can figure out what you're talking about.
And your chest.
All right. Your question, what hobby involving paper uses the Yoshizawa Randlett diagramming system?
Origami?
Got it.
What did you call? I'm going to give it to you.
Origami.
Yeah. What did you say?
Origami.
I thought you said paragami.
Are you saying
say
no? Para.
I didn't say paragami.
Okay, I can't give that to you. What are you wearing there? Paragamis?
Damn it. All right.
All right. Your question, what country's flag was Christopher Columbus sailing under when he almost discovered America?
The British?
Portugal. Spain.
Spanish?
Spain.
I was Spain.
But he was Italian.
He was Italian. Hey, let me buy your flag for my boat.
Yeah, I'm more of a dummy than I thought.
That's all right.
You're on question five.
Well, you know, Christopher Columbus, who was Italian, sailed here under the Spanish flag and then invented baseball. And that's why the Italians are so good.
That's exactly it.
Good job,
so Dan there took
connected all the dots here, Mike.
You got it, man.
All
right.
So, your question now, what modern day country did Christopher Columbus land on in 1492?
Would that be the United States?
He did not make it to the United States. He didn't make it up. That is complete BS in history. No. He made it to our hemisphere, but he did not make it to the United States. It's a country in the Caribbean.
Okay, well then apparently our education system failed me.
Oh, it fails everyone on that tip.
It's like a statue of Leif Erikson down in Ballard.
Mm-hmm. Country in the Bahamas.
Jamaica.
Bermuda?
Bahamas.
Ooh,
I want to take you. All right, one more about Christopher Columbus. In spite of landing in the Bahamas, where did Christopher Columbus believe he had landed?
Can you get the first two right? I don't know if I'm going to get this one.
I'll give you a hint. He thought he'd basically sailed around the world.
Yep.
Asia.
Cool.
Got it.
Okay, the East Indies, which essentially they're located off the coast of Asia. So
do we still call that area the West Indies because he messed it up?
Some people still do. You don't hear it as much, but that's the thing. Like, he did not discover the United States of America. He landed in the Bahamas. He did not know he's in the Bahamas. He did not know where he was on the world. He thought he'd reached the other side of Asia. And there was no one to correct him because you sail back, you tell people that. They're like, cool. So, not saying he wasn't a good sailor, but cool brother story, had dude. No freaking idea where he was.
Well, that's why for years you grew up calling Native Americans Indians.
That was specifically
why. Because he thought he was there.
He was wrong.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rob.
And then the other dude just made the map and said, put my name on it, America.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Amerigo Vespucci.
I want to say Nome, Alaska. You know, it got its name.
I don't know.
Bad handwriting. So someone, there was a small town there when they're mapping it out, right? And the guy wrote name with a question mark. Another, we need to name this place. But the guy who translated over misread what he wrote, thought it said Nome. It was like, all right. So hence, Nome, Alaska.
Huh.
Yeah, not for short people, but I like your idea better.
A lot of little people around here.
For Travelocity.
Tall hats.
Tall hats.
Short
big
guys.
White beards.
Yeah.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Really good at shoes.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, Miles. I'm driving.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to try one. Are you going to take snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
I'm going to breathe fire, Miles. Let's give it a try.
Why not?
All right. All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. What insect has the longest lifespan? Is it termite queens, ant queens, the golden jewel beetle, or cicadas? So termite queens, ant queens, golden jewel beetle, or cicadas?
Oh, God. I'm an entomologist. Let's go with cicadas.
Not a bad guess. They live up to 17
years. I'll
say
the queen termite.
The termite queens, they can live up to 50 years. Ant queens can live up to 30 years. The golden jewel beetle, 47 years. And cicadas, 17 years.
I knew some old queens when I lived on Capitol Hill.
Yes, you did. At least 50 years old.
Nice guy.
Name's Kevin. Check him out sometime.
Good dude. God.
All right. Your question. The insect with the shortest lifespan is the mayfly, living literally only 24 hours. As a result of that, how many minutes is it an adult? So scientists break. So the thing lives 24 hours. Basically, it hatches, becomes an adult. And once it becomes an adult, it's about getting laid and dying. How many minutes do they consider adulthood for a mayfly?
12 minutes.
Oh, that's ancient, bro. 5 minutes.
That's it.
Five minutes.
Damn.
I tried to break it down. Like, you know, it gets through the adolescence, maybe about 2 hours, 120 minutes.
That is so weird, man.
5 minutes and you're an adult.
So you got to think, you know, like a mayfly when it's dying. It's like, my entire life flashed before my eyes. Like, really? Okay, man.
In 5 minutes, he's got a mortgage and babies to worry about.
Right, he's got 5 minutes, and life goes to hell. You can retire with 30 seconds left. All right.
Are you set for the future?
Have you thought about your future? Because by the time this commercial's done, most of it's gone.
Ask your doctor if this is right for you.
All right. Where on your body would you find dentin? D-E-N-T-I-N.
Dentin.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink. Think about a wide.
Don't overthink it. Teeth.
There you go. Okay.
Very good. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Brent Smith from Shinedown joining us at 4:30. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brian, sober or not sober?
I'm very sober. I'm driving to traffic.
Very sober.
Good times.
Very, very sober.
All right, Brian, our men's room poll, you're going to try one. Are you going to do snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
I think my best chance is fighting a cop.
Okay. All right. I mean, you're not wrong.
That's 3 votes for that.
Yeah.
A couple years in jail, no big deal.
I mean, you know how it is. Sword swallowing, that can be bad. Fire breathing, and then snake yoga, you have to do yoga. All right, here is your question. What desert is located in northern China?
Mojave?
Not the Gobi.
It is the Gobi.
Is it the Gobi?
It is the Gobi.
Okay.
Is that the name of that dude from, no, what was his name? Harry Potter. Dobby. Dobby.
Yes.
It was Dobby, right? Okay, I'm thinking... The Dobby Desert. All right. From 1997 to 2002, what company used the slogan, quote, think different?
Nike?
IBM? Intel?
You guys are getting warmer.
Dell.
Apple.
Apple.
Mm-hmm. If I ran Apple, because there's a bite taken out of it, just be like, bite it. Apple, bite it.
Bite me.
Yeah, bite us. All right. Your question. What state reaches the farthest north in the lower 48 states?
Minnesota?
It is Minnesota. Damn. Yeah, there's a town. I can't remember the town name, but it is the farthest point north in the lower 48 in the U.S.
I was reading a thing today that Reno, Nevada is farther west than Los Angeles, California. Maybe I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I was like, what in the hell's that?
Because California's got that kinda weird turn.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
what do they call it? California has Peyronie's disease. That is what's going on with California.
Angle Inlet, Minnesota.
That is exactly it. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Jack, team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
Jack, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, our poll, you're going to try one. Will it be snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
Snake yoga for sure.
Snake yoga.
Right there with you. With a hairy chicken Portland.
It sounded like you said hairy chicken Portland. I'm like, that is a dish I would not order on the menu. And today's special is the hairy chicken Portland. I'm going to go ahead and pass on that.
There's not one person in that studio that does not have any tattoos.
Or armpit hair.
Yes.
So both of those things.
But I'd eat at Harry's Chicken, Portland.
I'd eat at Harry's Chicken. But what if they said, this is our new dish. It's Harry Chicken Portland. The one thing we can tell you is that the name of the ingredients are in the dish. I mean, it could be angel hair, but it could also might not be. All right, your question. 9, 11, 13, or 15. How many states were there when George Washington was inaugurated?
13.
That's I'll say 11. It was 11. There were 11 states, right? So under 13 colonies, two of them had joined. What's up, Mike?
So all but two hadn't moved over at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you just wanted independence, and George Washington's not president. Right. It's like, of 11 states, and I go, you have the two jumped on.
What was the last of the 13 states to... of the 13 colonies?
Delaware was the first, because they put it on their license plate. I'm going to guess Georgia.
Rhode Island was the last of the 13 colonies.
They held out.
You think anyone even cared? I mean, I'm just saying, like, we're holding up. Yeah, okay, Rhode Island, keep it down, buddy.
I mean, back then, a bulk of the population would have lived in Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island, yeah, and probably New Hampshire, those two, right?
Yeah.
All right, your question. In the movie Monsters, Inc., what is Sully's full name?
Sullivan.
That's his last name.
God, I can't remember.
Guess what it was, Ted?
James
P. Sullivan.
Old Jimmy P.
Yeah, Jimmy P.
Question four, Jack.
Question number four. What actor played Spider-Man in the 2016 film Captain America Civil War?
Spider-Man or Superman?
No, Spider-Man.
I don't watch any of those movies, so I mean,
it's one of three actors.
One of three. Was it the original?
It was not
Tobey Maguire?
Not Tobey Maguire. The current one. Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
It's just Tom now.
What do you mean?
Well, he and Zendaya got married, and he took her last name.
That's fresh, so I'm just Tom, man. That would be a smooth move, bro. The guy took her last name. She doesn't have one, exactly.
I call him Tom Dutch.
Tom Dutch. I dig that. Yeah. Tom Dutch. All right, your question. What kind
it
of...
It is a holland joke. Thank you, Mike.
He's got millions of them. What kind of
animal... I'm clogged up with him.
Yeah, no. What kind of animals are Nag and Nagina who plan to kill Rikki Tikki Tavi in The Jungle Book?
Panthers? Black panthers?
Hyenas?
Tigers!
They were cobras. Because Rikki Tikki Tavi was a mongoose, see?
That's my guy.
He proved problematic. Rikki Tikki Tavi is your guy.
Question six.
You know, I never saw The Jungle Book, but they had a TV special, Rikki Tikki Tavi, which I had no idea was associated with The Jungle Book. When I was a kid, that was the coolest cartoon ever. All right. Your question, what do catfish lack that most other fish have?
What do they lack?
Yep, what do they lack that most other fish have?
Teeth?
Scales?
Scales. Oh. Scale-free. But we got whiskers.
Well, salmon technically don't have scales. There's a number of fish that don't.
What do you mean they don't have scales?
Salmon have scales? I don't think they do.
They got scales.
Do they?
Yeah. I've cleaned salmon. You know, it's a thick skin, but you end up with a lot of the scale stuff.
Okay.
In your hand.
All right.
Do sharks have scales? I don't believe that they do. Right. They have what, like little bumps or nodes or something?
Sharklet things that
They
keep all the bacteria from growing out.
Yeah, salmon definitely have scales.
Do they?
They're small and thin.
Yeah, miles.
That's why they don't mind having scales.
Yeah. I eat them, you'd think I'd know.
Well, typically scale off. All right, your question. In what month is the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain? I'll give you a hint. It is in the summer.
July.
Okay.
Boom.
Nice job.
Some reason I thought it was earlier in the year, like April or something. But it's not.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eliza. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Eliza, are you sober or not sober?
Totally sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, our men's room poll. You're going to have to try one, Eliza. Is it snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
Is snake yoga yoga with snakes?
You're going to go snake yoga. All right. Do you have hair under your arms?
What?
I said, do you have hair under your arms?
Yeah, I probably won't after that, huh?
No.
I'm saying they won't let you in without it. By the way, we're talking about states, the northernmost spot in the lower U.S. It's in Minnesota. Someone here says the closest U.S. state to Africa is Maine, which is obvious if you've been to Maine. That's why there's so many black people there. All right. Your question, what number does the Roman numeral LXXX represent? LXXX.
Oh, that would be
80. Boom. Look at that big brain on Eliza. Nice job. All right, before we let you go, 50-50 question for you. South America,
sure,
South America or Asia, apples are native to which continent?
I'll go Asia.
That's it.
American is apple pie.
Big
Hello, Pete. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on?
Oh, nah.
Pete, are you sober or not sober?
I am unfortunately sober. Drive me, I'm driving too.
Okay. All right, Pete. Our men's room poll, you're going to try one. You taking snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
Punching a cop.
Jesus, what is wrong with people today?
I think it's the least dangerous.
Hey, reference to your the apple bite thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chunk taken out of the apple is a bite.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
From apple. Like a computer bite.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
They're already on it.
So maybe you do it that way. B-Y-T-E. Bite us.
Bite
yeah.
me.
Yeah. We're apple.
So, this is Bandito Pete, man.
Oh, what's up, Pete? How you been, man?
How you doing?
Good, good.
I've been doing all right. I did get out of the club, to be transparent, in May, but I didn't know you'd know me by any other name.
It makes more sense now.
You said Magneto, Pete?
Bandito.
Oh, Bandito. Okay.
Bandito, like the Bandito's Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, I got you. Just thought you said Magneto. I'm like, boy, that's nerdy.
And then I thought you said Speedo.
You know, I'm going to go with Speedo Pete. All right, Speedo Pete. Multiple choice. Is that a bad image?
I don't know. Just to go from Bandito Pete to Speedo Pete seems very extreme.
Well, it's like retiring and going to Florida. I'm Speedo now. All right, Pete, your question, multiple choice. Chile, Brazil, Argentina, or Suriname? What South American country has the most Italian speakers?
Oh, Jesus. Brazil.
I'll say Chile.
Suriname.
Argentina.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say post-World War II. That's where a lot of those cats went. In addition to some of their friends.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from freaking Argentina. Did the accent give it away?
It's out. Me and my family have been here for years.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Hey. Bandito Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
Speedo Pete.
Speedo Pete.
Once again, men's room callers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Speedo Pete, your question. What kind of snake appeared above the "Don't Tread on Me" motto?
Rattlesnake.
Got it. That's it.
There you go. Yes, indeed. The rattlesnake.
That's just good advice.
What's that?
Don't step on rattlesnakes?
Yep. Actually, that was an anti-littering campaign.
Don't tread on me?
Uh-huh.
I thought it went back to like the 1700s or 1800s.
Now I got to check this. There's some major slogan everyone uses, like the way you say, hey, man, don't tread on me. And when you find out its history, like, yeah, it was an anti-littering campaign, but, you know, River, what do you got there, Mike?
Let's see here. The Gadsden flag was designed in 1775 by Christopher Gadsden during the American Revolution to represent vigilance, liberty, and unity against British oppression.
And not littering.
Can you
litter? And don't litter.
The anti-litter. I can't remember which one it was, but there's something that we all use, you know, like kind of a tough guy thing. You know, like it's just anti-litter. I can't remember what it was.
The flag has been associated with Second Amendment rights, protests against government overreach. Nothing about littering there, boss.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Yola.
Hola.
Hola. Dude, you're talking about don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. Yes. That is the one. Thank you so much, Steph.
Well, I looked it up. I'm like, it's got to be one. I was like, don't mess with Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Right, because they say it very toughly, but it's like, no, seriously, don't litter.
Don't litter.
Well, Craig, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, Mouse.
All right, Craig, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to try one. Snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
Well, God, I'd love to try breathing fire, but I don't want to put kerosene in my mouth, so I'll do snake yoga.
Snake yoga.
All right, your question. What is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter S?
S as in the letter before T?
Correct.
Sam, I don't know.
It's a great soda with this name.
Is there a soda?
Sierra Mist.
Oh, right. I think it's Sierra Nevada. I was going beer, but...
Oh, hey, you know what? That's probably the better one.
That's where our heads are.
My bad.
Sierra Mist.
It's kind of lemon lime, right?
Right. What's that like?
It's a 7-Up alternative, yeah.
All right.
It was pretty good from what I remember.
I liked it.
Is it still around or is it gone?
Is that the one that left for Starry?
That's what it is now, Starry.
Because I think they're both supposed to be kind of like Sprite knockoffs, right? Mm-hmm.
They are. Yeah, where were we? Somewhere. We're ordering at the drive-thru. And we're getting something for my son. I can't remember. But the woman's like, what would you like to drink? And she rattled off all the drinks. She said Starry, which meant nothing to me. My son's like, ooh, I'll take a Starry. I'm like, is there booze in that? What the hell is that? He's like, no, man, it's soda. I was like, okay. I've just never heard of it, dude.
13.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was discontinued. Sierra Mist was in 2023 and replaced by Starry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What nickname was given to General Thomas J. Jackson during the Civil War?
Tommy J Dog. I don't know.
Stonewall. That would be Stonewall Jackson. Although, I'll be honest with you, Craig, I think you should give out the military nickname. This is General Tommy J Dog. What's up, my brother? Yeah. J Dog bringing the heat, player. All right. In rugby, what name is given to the equivalent of a hockey face-off?
Is that a scrum?
Okay. Scrum. You just want to go back in time. Remember was it John Travolta and Nicolas Cage movie Face Off?
I do.
You remember that? Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Let's go back. It's called Scrum. See if people figure it out.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest movie ever.
Really?
I mean, yes. Yes.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it, but it's so stupid. It's just so dumb.
I don't remember it.
So one of them's a good guy, one of them's a bad guy. So say John Travolta's a good guy, Nicolas Cage is the bad guy. I don't know if this is correct. For whatever reason, they end up, I swear to God, switching faces, all right? So now, John Travolta is Nicolas Cage's character and vice versa. The problem with that, you see, is because now when I look at you, I might think you're the good guy because you look like John Travolta, but actually, you're the bad guy.
Vice versa.
But when I look at Nicolas Cage, who I believe is the bad guy, he's actually the good guy.
Right, like one was a big drug dealer, one was a cop. I remember.
And why did their faces change?
That part I don't remember, which seems
that
important.
Seemed like very important to the movie, but they ended up switching faces, yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
I love that movie. Why did their faces switch? No idea.
I know.
Right there with you. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Matty, on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Not Sober, half a Coors Light and 2 pulls off the Fireball.
Oh, all right. Classic.
Yeah, we got a tropical storm over here, so it's a rainy day. There's really nothing to do.
Okay.
I get it.
All right, men's room poll, try one. Snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
I'm going to go breathing fire. My friend used to do it in high school, and all the chicks really dug it.
Okay. Matt, where are you living right now?
I live on Kauai.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It's always going to rain there.
You've been here, right, Miles?
Yeah.
I work at the Poitou Bay Golf Course in Poitou down by the Hyatt.
Oh, really?
Your life sounds terrible.
That's windy as hell down there, man.
Oh, you play in the wind. That's for sure.
You don't play without it.
Yep. Well, if you come, I'll take you. I get free golf and one free guest every month.
Awesome. Hey, man, I appreciate that. I might take you up on that.
I was like, go.
Yeah.
Hell, you get to go to Hawaii.
I have one question for Thrill.
Uh-oh.
On your sign-off, when he says, for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful, is that a person or what is that?
Aletha is a person. I'm going to go through the full story, but early on when we started here in Seattle, Aletha was a super fan of the show, all right?
Okay.
And she was young, probably in her 20s, I'm guessing. She ended up developing a very bad cancer. She started dying. She was in the hospital, you know, lost all of her hair, all of that kind of thing. The family, including her husband at the time, said she was emaciated. She knew that she looked like crap. But even in her dying days, one of the things she would look forward to was our show. All right. But the one thing she would say to her family, it was stay beautiful. So she would just imitate me and say that to them. Anyway, they sent us a very touching letter that explained all that. And it just kind of brings it all home, you know. So that's the point of it.
Great.
Yeah. No matter how bad S is. Yeah. That's exactly why, man. No matter how bad it is, just stay beautiful.
You got it better.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are good people. That's a good thing.
I don't know about that, but that definitely touched.
Yeah. Strangle a chicken for me out there.
All right. No, I got a BB gun, man. I shoot them so they just get out.
No. He was talking about masturbating.
Yeah.
Don't shoot your penis with the BB gun.
Man. All right. Okay.
One more shot of fireball. You'll be there.
I shot myself in the penis because Miles said to.
All right.
Damn it.
All right.
Here's your question. In the cartoon He-Man, which I believe they're making again into a cinematic masterpiece.
Okay.
The censors would not allow him to use what?
To wear men's clothes would be my first guess. But, would I smell? Would it be smell?
He couldn't use a sword. So he walked around with a sword. So if you watch any of the episodes, the censors were like, well, he can't chop anyone or hack anyone up. He can beat the living piss out of him. He can curb stomp your ass, but he cannot use a sword. So if you watch any cartoon with He-Man, right, even though he has the sword, he never breaks it out.
Is that also where the villainous term curses came from?
Was that Skeletor's go-to?
I believe so. So I heard a theory on this. I have no idea if it's true, but if it is, it's awesome. He was reading the script. The guy that plays Skeletor was reading the script. They didn't have an alternative curse word yet.
Okay.
So it just literally said, like, in brackets, curses.
Curses? So he just screamed,
so
curses.
He just went, curses! And then that just kind of became his line.
You know what? That's probably true. It's probably just that simple.
I want to know who cut his hair.
A Skeletor or He-Man? His mother. If you got hair like that, your mom's still cutting your hair. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
come on, dude.
If I've ever seen one.
No grown-ass man would walk around like that. All right. Your question. What is Canis Lupus Familiaris?
That sounds like something that's on, like, a dollar bill or something like that.
Or a Harry Potter spell. Canis Lupus Familiaris. You have interacted with this before.
Mm-hmm.
Might even have
one. Is it an animal?
It is an animal.
There you go.
It is, okay. I'm going to say, can I say it like an insect, or does it have to be a type of an animal?
It is
it's
a mammal.
It's an animal. It's you know it very well. And say the word again to him, Thrill.
Canis lupus familiaris.
It's a familiar
I'm just
animal.
Say iguana.
Iguana. So close. A domestic dog.
Yes.
Canis.
Okay. Yep. Canine.
Yep. Yeah.
Familiaris. We know it.
Looking at mine right now.
Now you know what it
You're
is.
You're looking at your Canis lupus familiaris, all right?
I am cheating, lazy.
And your question, in what state would you find Fort Hood? I know.
Fort Hood. It is not in Oregon. I know that.
It
right?
is not in Oregon.
That's a mountain.
In a very big state.
Don't mess with
them. Don't mess with them.
Can I say Virginia?
You can.
It'd be wrong.
You sure ask permission a lot.
And I appreciate that.
It's Texas, right?
It is Texas, yes.
My wife beats me. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm just kidding.
Well, mine does too, but I don't ask permission here as much as you.
I'm just kidding.
If you say so.
I don't know.
I know. She probably makes you say that, too.
She's holding up a note that says, tell them you're just kidding.
Tell them you're joking.
Oh, I hit your
fell.
All right. Your question, in what city being the key word here, in what city would you find the Sistine Chapel?
Ooh, would that be, well, it's the Vatican, right?
There okay. You go. Vatican there you City, go. Brother. Nice you
job.
Nailed it.
Nice job.
All right, coming on the program from Shinedown, Bryn Smith is joining us, and we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.